The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of the day, Monday the 17th of November. We're halfway through the second of the last month as we approach the end of 2014. How's that grab you? What are the big things we can prepare now?
You keep doing that to us.
How soon is your what?
Introducing reality into the conversation.
Reminding us how much further we are
because
into our lives.
Monday.
How much closer to death we are.
Monday does that to you, Richie.
Mondays do.
Monday does it to you. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Good day. How do you start the day trying to analyze or talk about, in the essence of what our job is here, the beheading of another soldier? He was an American, had converted to Islam. Name is Peter Kassig, K-A-S-S-I-G, at the hands of these terrorists. So is it pure evil, as the president said? Of course it's pure evil. It's I'm not saying nonsensical. There's nothing about these people that's anything but evil. So what's the strategy here? Do we just, every time it happens, moan and groan about it, talk about how horrible it is? I wonder how many people went to church yesterday or over the weekend, spent time at your place of worship, knowing or not knowing that this took place, and thinking about what a horrible, horrible, horrible mindset this attitude of superiority is. And then think about those of you who pray to God and acknowledge that your religion is the purest religion, the best religion. This is so extreme, but yet when we look back at the history of religions, all of the religions that exist today have had centuries of extremism.
Right, but most of this kind of barbaric actions took place hundreds and hundreds of years ago, thousands. And so for it to happen now, it's very shocking.
So that's not relevant.
That's the idea of ISIS, though, is that they want you to, I mean, they want to take away any Western progressiveness. I mean, they want to go back to that time.
Yeah. Why? What is there about whatever? Okay, so there it is. That's it. The bottom line
brute
is
force control.
It's the same. Religions are the same as politicians or politics. It's the same mindset. So what is there about the human condition that you yourself can do to improve? You can't change these people. Bombing them to extinction, maybe that's a way of getting rid of them. But then somebody else will come along. You see that the nature of human nature is to have this complex, and we talk about it, individual circumstances. It is. It's a fascinating reality.
So yesterday, many of us watched football games, and our team is the best team, right? Unless you're a Redskins fan.
Right. Kill the Packers.
Right. It's, my team is the greatest team. Right. My team is great.
Yeah.
Then you look at religion, and then you look at politics, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah.
And then you look at East versus West.
My bank is better than your bank.
So here we are looking at how atrocious and how barbaric these people are. Yet on their side, they have this total mindset of, we're trying to take over the world, and they're the do-gooders by trying to stop it. They have a cause, and they believe in their cause.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow. So here, each side.
But they're great salesmen for their cause, because if you don't believe in their cause, they cut your head off.
Right. It's just, it fascinates you. So you talk about the human condition, and it fascinates me that we all see our side as the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is, oh, my God, these people are animals.
Yeah.
Well, I think we started talking about that with the election a couple of weeks ago. It's politics has become a team sport. I don't know that it was always that way. It doesn't seem like it always was, but it sure is now. And so maybe people know how to play with our psyche a little bit because they know that the brain is inclined to play team sports.
Maybe the real story here is how your brain is being influenced and in some cases controlled
manipulated
by the news media, by these tools that we talk about ad nauseum or we have around us that you can't put down, your iPhone, the smartphones, all of this stuff that continues to tweet, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
It has every time Meredith gets an email, it goes bing. What? And look at the substance of the email. Special sale tomorrow on horse whips.
Oh, my phone would never stop if it dinged every time an email came in.
Right. Yeah, so anyway.
But I mean,
hiccups
and
galore.
I truly believe this. You know, we've talked about this. Bad things happen to good people because in my view, you wouldn't appreciate the good if you didn't see the bad.
That's an interesting and pretty compelling argument.
And I really believe that.
That doesn't mean it's good, but what a shame that that's what it takes for us to see the good.
I really believe.
See all the bad around it.
Sure. You would not appreciate. We'd all be numb. We'd all be walking around in this utopia and wouldn't appreciate it. It's just like if you give a kid a new car, if you give a kid everything, he doesn't appreciate it unless he realizes what other people don't have.
Uh-huh.
And God, I really believe, has given us the need to see a good guy and a bad guy, the white hat and the black hat on the TV screen, on the movie screen.
Mm. Well, it certainly is a consideration, and a heck of a day will be foreshadowing those who are trying to figure out what to do with these people. It's a bad television show. It's a bad movie. And so talking about it doesn't fix anything. In this circumstance, these slaughterings of innocent people continue, and we continue to sort of twiddle. What are we going to do? We're going to send a few bombers over, blow up a few people, give them, we miss the bad guys for the most part, hit innocents, and gives them more tools to sell their hatred, their warmongering, it's like no-win situation. Even if you put soldiers on the ground, it's a no-win situation. We'd have to stop existing as a country. We just have to stop. In order to stop, they'd find something else because...
And as a race and as a religion.
Yeah. Is it like this on other planets where there's humanity? Or something that is like humanity?
I'm sure there is.
I mean, you laugh about that.
No,
which is an ignorant thing because...
If God creates the universe, wouldn't it all be the same?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
We may have three horns in our head in another... planet, but,
The quest for power seems like inbred in all of us.
Everybody go to DougStefan.com, look at a picture of Rich, and imagine what he looks like in another world with three horns. Where's the third one? Where's the second one?
I know.
First one.
Jennifer knows.
Jennifer knows what evil lurks behind or in front of or whatever. So anyway, food for thought. 888-302-3684. What do we do about these people? And what do I do? Trying to start your day with good news, good stories, healthy conversation. How do I avoid, how do we avoid having ourselves get stuck on this stuff? Because we can't find a solution to it. I like to present problems we can find a solution to. I don't have a solution to this other than annihilating them. And even if you're annihilating, there'll be somebody else that'll come along because that's the way apparently the conditions here are. And we don't understand why it is we're presented with these quote-unquote opportunities for betterment. 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Do you believe the advertising on television already is loaded up with gifting for the holiday season? Already, this is the focus of many. I was watching Madam Secretary and a little bit of The Good Wife last night for his time to check out. And there were three or four spots that were in there for major retail concerns asking you, and the PetSmart thing was the one that really got to me because they're such great dogs in those commercials. They really are. So you don't turn away from them. And then Meredith said to me, well, it's only 5 weeks from this Thursday.
I know.
So if you're looking for gifts this holiday season, look in the mirror. What would be better than to get rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes? And no, I'm not talking about surgery. There's a lady named Joanne who listens to this program and said, quote, my husband looks 10 years younger because he started to use Genucel. Genucel provided results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results, too. This is an immediate call to action for you. May I suggest you give this to somebody? And I don't know, we were talking about Pro-V over the weekend and whether you give somebody a gift, or was that Friday we talked about that? Do you give somebody a gift like that, basically suggesting to them that they've lost their hair? Well, of course, they know they've lost their hair. Well, do you give them something like this? Because you're acknowledging that they don't look as well as they might. Is this a friendly choice? Well, I think it is an easy choice, actually. Genucel contains all natural ingredients at clinical grade levels for incredible results, and they are safe and they are quick. It's as simple as calling 800-543-9262. The immediate effects, 12 hours, and you're already on your way to a better, more pleasing look at yourself in the mirror. Think of the compliments you'll be getting at the end of the year. Try to get to the folks at Genucel as soon as you can. 800-543-9262. For a limited time, the folks will double the supply of Genucel. So that means that you call and order the regular 3-month supply of Genucel. They'll give you another 3 months free. How's that? So one for you and one for your spouse. One for you, one for me. One for me, one for you. 800-543-9262. This is the stuff that miracles happen. It really is. That sounds silly sometimes to people, but it really is. The miracle of the beauty in your face is just an application or two away. Get started with Genucel. 800-543-9262. Look your best this holiday season.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale. Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey Dudley, it's 21 past the hour.
Yep.
We live.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Is that one hit wonder contest, Richie?
Nobody would get this one.
Name this tune.
All right.
23 and change past the hour. Monday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Excuse the sound of my voice. I have been fighting a sore throat.
I try to do that every day, Dougie.
Do you really? Thank you. No.
Are you feeling okay? You're
try,
sick, huh?
I'm not saying. That's what happens to me sometimes when the seasons change. There's so much pollen in the air right now, and I have spent so much time on the tractor and in the work mode for the farm. The ragweed and stuff just comes in there and just sets on top of my head.
You should wear one of those masks when right. riding around in the truck.
I think you're right about that, Richie. Let's argue or debate that later. First, order of business here in this part of the program is to have some fun with first a cut from Jimmy Fallon's program on Saturday night, on Friday night, then the SNL stuff as we can push and pull some of the stuff together. It's pretty funny. First, though, Jimmy Fallon.
After a six-year battle, the Senate will vote to begin construction on the Keystone XL pipeline next week, which is an oil pipeline that runs from Canada to the Gulf Coast. They're hoping that the pipe will provide enough oil to cover Kim Kardashian's next photo shoot. A lot of oil. You just need it. Come from somewhere. The pipeline would run from Canada to the Gulf Coast. It would be the biggest underground structure leading into the U.S. Then people in Mexico said, second biggest.
All right, so let's get to these spoofs. On SNL, here is a conversation between the president and Senator Mitch McConnell, supposedly.
Well, Senator, thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Here's to you and the Republicans on the victory.
Well, thank you. You know, I think that this election had a clear message.
Yes, it did. Folks, want us to
work together.
The
people rejected you.
Okay, good start.
All right, just keep going, Richie. Roll
we
through.
We ask you not to move on immigration without us, and the first thing you do is say you're going to move the first thing.
Okay, so you're telling me that Republicans are going to pass an immigration bill? That's one of your first acts, a bill of immigration.
Absolutely, yes. It is a huge priority.
Really?
Definitely.
Okay, now we're having fun.
Did she pick up that?
Dialing Hillary Clinton.
This is Hillary Clinton? This is Publishers Clearinghouse? I want you to know you've won an all-expense-paid trip to getting whooped in 2016, Grandpa Forever!
Did she know it was us?
She had no idea, and even if she did, she denied in front of Congress.
So apparently this was the bourbon.
Right. They're having a drink together and they get drunk
with McConnell.
You're black.
I am half black, yes.
And you are the president of the United States. That's crazy. I mean, you ever think about that? A black U.S. president with this country's history? No one would have thought that.
And no one would have ever thought that the Senate majority leader would be a redneck who looks like he lost his lips in a fight.
No. Okay, I may have deserved that. I can't dance like you.
You guys are so mean to me.
Stop it.
I mean, you are. You hate me. You know what Malia said the other day?
What?
She said, Daddy, that man who ran across the White House lawn and wanted to kill you, was that Mitch McConnell?
She did not.
She did. Oh, I don't want that. Hell, they got me crying. God, I could sure use a smoke right now.
Mm-hmm. Brock, it's 11 o'clock.
Michelle, we're just finishing up.
Is that the Presidential Medal of Freedom on your head?
Michelle, you look great tonight.
Don't. We have to fly to China early tomorrow morning.
Ooh, you're in trouble!
In the doghouse, baby. So I guess there's nothing getting done in the next 2 years, huh?
Mm, not a damn thing.
This week, President Obama traveled to Asia to meet with leaders from China, Russia, and Japan to deal with some pretty tough questions, like who wore it best?
Okay. SNL 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, what do you think of the California referendum passing with 58% to stop prosecuting low-level drug offenders?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Rain!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and David Korn. 58% of Californians voted to de-incarcerate prisons so thousands of low-level drug offenders could be let out saving money. Good idea? Dangerous idea?
No, I do. I think it's something that Republicans would be wise to pick up on. I think if you look at what happened in California and you look at the work that Governor Rick Perry has done in Texas, mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to just lock people up and throw away the key. If you have prisoner reentry programs and you have the ability to educate folks, then A, they're not going to repeat the crime, and B, they're not going to cost the taxpayers. So I think this is a good move.
Consensus, David?
I agree with the gentleman from across the aisle. No, I think there is after many years, decades of marginal debate on this, we're finally seeing people look at our criminal justice system, particularly what it's done to young black men, but just overall, and realizing it doesn't work. It's expensive. We breed better criminals behind bars, and again, it's expensive.
And you two agree with Cory Booker, yeah. Rand Paul, and Newt Gingrich. So we're on the cusp of something there. I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and David Korn.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, reminding you that you can be better, you can be swell, you can have a good day, work on your world yourself, take your world and make it a better world. Maybe that'll spread around the joy, the goodness, the friendliness, the happiness, all that stuff. It spreads. It's good. So have that out. Even though you're grumpy because it's Monday, you don't want to get up, you don't want to go to work, I don't want to go to school.
My favorite song today.
Really? I don't want to go to school? I don't want to. Anyway, so come on. Let's go. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Keystone Pipeline, there was a joke about that on SNL. We played a little bit of that in the last half hour. If you didn't hear it, hour number three of today's Doug Steffen Good Day program in the archives at DougSteffen.com. The essence of the joke was a focus on the Keystone Pipeline vote probably coming up tomorrow or certainly by the end of the week in both the House and the Senate. The Nebraska Supreme Court is an interesting player in all of this. We all know about Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana needing to get this so she can win her runoff election. President is not so sure, even though she's a Democrat. What does he care? He doesn't want the pipeline. So it'll be interesting to see if he puts his stamp of no on it. But sooner or later, this thing is going to become a reality. If it doesn't in 2 years, now, next 2 years, Mary Landrieu may get beaten. But that doesn't mean it's not going to get a handle. But under the circumstances, how many people know? You hear a lot of folks talking about it, and they say, oh, well, it's good. We need to get more of our oil into the marketplace. Well, it's not our oil. It's a very expensive way of channeling the oil from the Saskatchewan and Alberta oil fields in Canada down across areas of our country that produce tons of oil, that is North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, all those areas, and bringing it to the Gulf of Mexico. That's what the pipeline does, in case you didn't know it.
Okay, so I have a question.
Good for you, Jennifer. Jennifer in the back of the room with her hand up. Yes, Jennifer.
I'm hoping that Professor Stefan can help me because I know about this Keystone Pipeline. I know what it's going to do. I know the benefits it creates. 50,000 plus jobs. It's great. Yeah. And I've been supportive of it. Okay. Is Canada ticked that we're taking their oil? That's my question for you, Mr. Stefan.
I do not believe they are because it's another way. Well, it's not that we're allowed. It's encouraged because it's hard for them. If you look at where Saskatchewan and Alberta are located, hard to get the oil from there to the ports. And one could say, okay, why don't they just send it west? Why don't they build a pipeline that brings it west out to Vancouver or to their own ports? For that question, I have no answer.
Why would you be upset that we're taking the oil? They want to sell it.
They want to sell it, yeah. 888-302-3684. So, the Nebraska Public Service Commission is going to be reviewing the pipeline. Now, I want to know how come this thing has been in the works for 4 years. Why is it just now that Nebraska...
The election.
You mean there are new people in the State House in Nebraska's new governor? Or are you talking about the election?
Because the election Congress would get it through now. Before, they would have never gotten it through the Senate.
Yeah, it never would have even come up.
Yeah.
Well, so now they're going to review the pipeline before it can cross their state. The implication is clear. We want something. They want there's a trade-off for this. What's the trade-off? Don't know. But there are other states that might say, oh, really? They're going to get this. Let's see what we can get out of either the oil companies or the feds. Better to get it out of the oil companies. I don't see why the feds should have anything to do with trying that. I don't even, well, I guess I do understand why the feds have to be involved in okaying it. But each state will look at this as well. I'm reminded of my experience in Alaska. Those of you who live in Alaska, listen to the four or five stations up there that carry this program. Maybe you want to share what the experience has been for you having the Alaskan pipeline, which in essence does the same thing. And that's why I bring them back around to why the Canadians don't just ship it west out of their own port, because that's the Alaska pipeline brings it out to sea in an area where maybe not the best weather conditions, but sure as heck is a lot less expensive than if the oil pipeline were to go all the way down the coast of Canada and come out in Washington, let's say. Right? So, but the people who say it's environmentally irresponsible to build it, they're so wrong. What I saw, what I remember seeing, are the species of animals that are native to the moose, for example, but there were a lot of other animals, living under the pipeline, living near or under the pipeline. The oil is warm. It keeps the environment around the pipeline very warm, and thus the animals that otherwise might perish in the cold weather find themselves huddled around the pipeline.
So, Stefan, are you saying the animals like the pipeline?
Yes.
I exactly love you.
No, let's
create bumper stickers.
The animals do like the pipeline.
You know, that's almost extinct that's going to vote for the pipeline. Her name is Senator Mary Landrieu.
Yeah.
She is about to get crushed by Bill Cassidy, who's running against her in a runoff in Louisiana.
Right.
And so, she is for the pipeline. So she's one of the Democrats. And the Democrats are actually trying to get this through to help her.
Yeah, right. The lifeline.
So, I mean,
except
really
Obama's not buying it.
Right. And that's what's so fascinating about this, is all the Democrats are like, no, we don't want it. Well, except we want her to win. So
But do they get 60 votes or 60? Is it 61 votes?
Close. It's 60 votes they need.
They need 60 votes to override the president's expected veto.
Yes.
So that'll be the pure politics in the play. 888-302-3684. I'm going to check with Kenny on some of the things that you've been saying over the weekend in Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. First, though, there's a lot of conversation about Bill Cosby. Because you've heard, there's a revival here of this controversy after that comedian whose name I can't remember.
All from that comedian. He made himself famous, I think.
Well, he sounded like a jerk. But that doesn't mean that this ought to be whitewashed. And pardon
it was Hannibal
pun.
Buress, the one.
Yeah. Okay, so here's one of the accusers, Bill Cosby's accusers, has come back to the surface again, leveling allegations of the sexual assault against him. She's been interviewed. There was a column that was published in the Washington Post over the weekend. So this certainly is not going to go away. This is
this woman says that Bill Cosby raped him twice when she was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's 77 now. Here's Scott Simon interviewing. Scott's the host of their weekend programming on NPR, asking Bill Cosby about these allegations.
And when you hear nothing back from Bill Cosby, that's the whole point of this cut,
right,
is that he doesn't answer anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This question gives me no pleasure, Mr. Cosby, but there have been serious allegations raised about you in recent days. You're shaking your head no. I'm in the news business. I have to ask the question. Do you have any response to those charges? Shaking your head no. There are people who love you who might like to hear from you about this. I want to give you the chance. All right.
Okay. So, silence from Bill Cosby. What do you,
makes me so sad.
What that is so stupid.
That means. What does that mean to you? 888-302-3684.
He did. This weekend, he released a statement on Facebook.
His lawyer.
Right, his lawyer did.
Did. The statement saying that the comedian will not publicly respond to these allegations. They've been renewed. The allegations have been renewed. But there is the legal proceedings have taken place. The fact that they're being repeated doesn't make them true, says the lawyer. And Cosby doesn't intend to dignify the allegations, he says, with any comment. He'd like to thank all of his fans for the outpouring of support and assure them that he will continue to do his best work. I don't think he'll be able to go anywhere anymore and do. I think his career's over.
I don't think it's over because he has a new sitcom coming out. I'm not sure NBC's going to go with it. But here's the thing. I've told you guys this. I had the opportunity to meet Bill Cosby. And it was very bizarre because here's like this guy that I grew up watching in my childhood. I mean, he's the biggest star for me when I was a little kid. And I met him backstage at an event and he was sitting by himself. My dad and I walked into the room. Along with Cynthia, my dad's girlfriend, the three of us walked into the room. And he invited me to sit down next to him on the couch. And so, of course, I sit down next to him on the couch. And the next thing I know, his head is in my lap. Like, he's taking a nap, like, on top of me. Now, I never felt threatened or harmed. I thought, whoa, Bill Cosby's, like, sleeping in my lap. But I can imagine that maybe that behavior was maybe misconstrued by some women. I don't know. Maybe he's a touchy-feely. Maybe this is how he was raised. I never felt in danger. I never felt that I was being violated.
But that event gives you reason to believe that.
It gives me reason to believe. No, it gives me reason to believe that maybe he is that type of person, and people misconstrue that. I don't doubt. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know if he did something inappropriate. If he did, he should be punished for that. But I would imagine that he. I mean, he seemed very kind and gentle when I talked to him. He wasn't.
Well, there's a difference.
It wasn't dirty.
That's
what I'm getting
rape,
at,
though.
Right, exactly, and that's it. Maybe some people can't tell that difference.
You don't need to misconstrue rape.
That's true.
What really looks bad about this, besides the silence, is that 7-8 years ago, he paid to, somebody was suing him, one of these women was suing him, and before it went forward, he paid an undisclosed sum of money to make it go away.
You know, celebrities do that all the time, though. I'm not discounting what it means, but celebrities do that all the time to avoid the bad publicity.
What do you believe? What do you feel in your heart? 16 before the hour. Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. Our poll over the weekend was the usual, taking the top 10 talk topics of the week and asking you to tell us which one was the most important to you. The executive amnesty plan, 33% of you thought that that was the most important thing. 15% of you said the China Climate Pact. 13% said the patrolling of the Gulf of Mexico by the Ruskies. Let's see, 11% said the battle against ISIS. I think that'll change this week, and so it goes. So, Kenny, what are we getting for feedback from our friends on Facebook?
A couple of comments about the immigration. Michael says, if the president says amnesty, then I say impeachment.
Yeah, well, that may be, but I think, from what the lawyer that we have in this program, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, says, that whatever he does, it'll be it can't be legal. Because whatever he's planning, no matter what you do in this circumstance, executive authority doesn't reach into this area. He's got a lot of lawyers studying it, but all he's doing is sealing the fate of the Democrat for 2016, and apparently his ego is so big that he thinks he's going to have more of an impact. Why would you do this knowing unless you have no regard for, unless your psyche is such that you can't stand the fact that what you want to do isn't going to get done?
The preview for this show will be what he does with the Keystone Pipeline, because that'll tell you if he has regard for the Democrats as a party or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a good, it'll be a tester.
All right, Ken, what else?
Paula says, threatening to go it alone if the Republicans don't give you your plan for amnesty doesn't constitute compromise, Mr. President.
Yeah, we all know that. Tell us something we don't know. What else?
Mike says, the Republicans have a serious wind at their backs on immigration. They should be very aggressive fighting Obama.
Well, they're not necessarily fighting Obama, but just fighting, I don't even like to use that term, but trying to reason with people and have them understand how wrong this is. It's just wrong. It's not. I told you the story last week of these two women that I met at my daughter's party a week ago Sunday. They were both professors at UCLA. One was French, the other was German. They'd come to this country to get to work in education. They've done very well. We were talking about this. Megan told them what I did for a living, and, oh, do you talk about this? And I said, yeah. And they wanted me to know that they've both taken, I think one of them's taken 8 years, the other's 11 years, to become a citizen of the United States. And they were both so pleased with that. And that's what you take away.
To my wife and her friends, that's why they get so upset when they see things like amnesty.
It's wrong.
Because,
it's wrong.
You know,
it's just so wrong.
Yeah. And my mother-in-law, my daughter.
There's nothing.
What it takes to get them to be a citizen. It's a lot of work and money.
There is nothing anybody can say. Nothing. It makes this right or good or something that's palatable. There's nothing about it that's right. Food for thought. 12 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators has the hottest flooring trends and the hottest deals just in time for the holidays. Get the look of hardwood with Nirvana Plus, one of our best and thickest laminates. It's easy to install and it's all on sale. Plus, gorgeous Morningstar Bamboo, the best-selling bamboo flooring in the United States, is all on sale. Or get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry hardwood for 24% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, pay no interest until 2016 on flooring and installation. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Mining Association. The U.S. should reduce its dependence on foreign minerals to create jobs and strengthen national security, according to a survey of more than 400 manufacturing executives. 95% say they're concerned the U.S. takes too long to approve permits for new minerals mines. On average, it takes 7 to 10 years, nearly 5 times longer than countries with similarly strict environmental regulations. That lag puts the country's manufacturers in a vulnerable position. Harry Moser of the Reshoring Initiative.
Minerals are vital to a broad range of products and technologies that make U.S. companies world leaders in innovation, propel our economy, and allow our industries to compete globally. Right now, we rely on foreign countries for more than half the minerals our manufacturers need. Strengthening the domestic mineral supply chain is a great way to support the reshoring trend.
The survey shows that a stable domestic supply of the minerals and metals vital to a wide range of products is a top concern for U.S. manufacturers. For more information, visit mineralsmakelife.org.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Dun 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 dun. The microphone.
Are you humming?
I am. Well, I was looking at a story about the Chinese plane. The Chinese have started making airplanes now, and the United States is going to allow the first China-made plane to come to the United States for a big air show in California. So what is what, you didn't think the Chinese were going to make planes? They're going to make, made parts for planes for a long time, so why not put them together?
Yeah, they're going to make spaceships.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Hello. Tech Talk time now on the Good Day program. I think three different issues to sort of focus on here in the next few minutes, so let's get to it, starting with our reporter Shelley Palmer, who will talk with you today about a new smart earring. That'll help you.
I want a smart earring.
Keep track of your fitness workout. That's what I think I should. Yeah, let's get Richie. Let's get these for everybody in the house. Earrings for you, earrings for Kenny, earrings for Jennifer, earrings for me. For our fitness workout. Okay, you ready?
I'd love to see you in an
wearing
earring.
An earring.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay, so stand by for that information, plus some other things that are more than just tidbits here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, tonight you must see Monday on NBC.
Yes, Katherine Heigl returns to television in the premiere of State of Affairs, and it is about time.
You are off to the races
on this
one.
She plays a CIA agent who keeps America safe, and Alfre Woodard plays the president.
Did you know that the critics are already calling State of Affairs their favorite new drama?
Well, hello. What? Two words, Katherine Heigl.
Well, then don't miss the premiere of State of Affairs.
And celebrate the return of Katherine Heigl to TV.
Tonight, after The Voice on NBC.
Woohoo!
I'm getting the sense you're a Katherine Heigl fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one problem with a lot of today's fitness trackers and other wearable technology is that the devices just aren't very stylish. A new pair of smart earrings called EeroSmart intends to make quantifying your life sleeker and more stylish than ever. EeroSmart, which just hit Kickstarter, is a pair of earrings able to replace your health bands and fitness headphones. The earrings are able to track your heart rate, your calories burned, and even your activity level by shining an LED
LED on your skin and measuring the light reflected by your blood. The data is sent to your smartphone via Bluetooth. The team that created EeroSmart says their earrings can be more accurate than fitness bands because they stay in contact with your skin and don't slide around when you exercise. They're on Kickstarter to raise money to improve battery life and make the device even better. The earrings will cost a little more than $100 and are on pace to start shipping in June. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
It's the time of year when certain diseases like the flu start making their way around the classroom and the office. Now's the time to plan ahead, take necessary precautions to help keep you and your family members healthy through the coming months. Here's Brian Osich with some details on what you can do.
Flu season has begun, potentially causing 5 to 20% of Americans to experience chills, coughs, body aches, and high temperatures. Beth Badalino, CEO of Healthy Women, says that's why it's important to get vaccinated against flu and other diseases.
The CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu shot each year to help maintain their health and wellness. Additionally, the CDC recommends vaccines to help prevent more than 15 diseases throughout a person's lifetime.
In addition to the flu vaccine, ask your healthcare provider about other vaccines that may be recommended for you and your family.
Vaccines are not just for children. There are vaccines that are recommended for preteens, teens, and adults. As the flu season kicks off, it is a good time to talk to your healthcare provider about the flu vaccine and other vaccines recommended for you and your family. Visit lifetimeofvaccines.com to learn more.
For more information, go to lifetimeofvaccines.com.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
All right, Facebook at DougStefan.com, the Facebook story today, making Facebook at work. So what do we need here? We need to understand that Facebook hasn't become enough of a rot in our lives. Now we're going to have Facebook. These people are promoting Facebook at work. They want to extend their network beyond...
Right. They're going to create another version of Facebook.
Well, but it's just
LinkedIn.
So that it can be more like Google and have Google Docs and Google Chat and stuff like that so that you can use Facebook in a work environment.
You can use it in a work environment now. They need to do something special.
They're adding features to it so that it'll be even more.
A good excuse to be up on your computer.
Right, exactly. Right. No, that's what they want, of course.
Right. They want to control. How is this any different than anybody else who wants to control what's going on in your life? How about you control your life, huh? How do you put stuff aside and you look at your life and try to figure out what's best for you on your terms?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.